James Doran. James, how are you?
I'm doing well. How are you doing this morning, Alex?
I'm doing really well. Now, we have been extensively covering the border closure, the two of us. We've been keeping a red-hot eye on it, so I thought we'd check in. How has the border closure affected our markets?
Pretty limited, it seems, right now. I mean, the stock market is sort of steadily going up. It's flatlined a little bit, but there hasn't been any sort of aggressive sell-off. So it doesn't appear that investors are overly spooked by the potential of, you know, a further kind of lockdown. Although one could say, of course, that, you know, Victoria does appear to be trending in the right direction, and New South Wales doesn't appear to have too much of an outbreak. So in a sense, that's a good thing.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, they did mention the other day that that was going to be their highest number of cases, and they were hopefully on the downfall. And it does seem that that has been reflected in, because as we spoke about a few weeks ago, you know, the way that investors are feeling is a really good measure of the way the stock markets look is a really good measure of like how investors are feeling. So if there's that lack of panic, that's a good thing, right?
Absolutely, right? We haven't seen any kind of increase in panic. And, that's the thing I'm always on the lookout for. And if investors are feeling fairly confident, you know, they're not, you know, pulling money away from capital markets in that sense, that's a very good thing.
Yeah, fingers crossed we keep the good news. Now, one of the biggest stories this morning is that Australia has fallen into deflation for the first time in 22 years. That's actually how old I am, so I do not remember a time of deflation. So what is that?
Okay, I will quickly respond by not revealing my age and saying I have been through periods of deflation. But so we think about it like this, right? Inflation and deflation have these potentially negative connotations to them. But really, it tells us how quickly prices are typically rising or falling, right? It's that, and you know, when you go to the supermarket or the grocery store and you buy milk and it's steadily increasing in price, or chicken or whatever the good is, or you go to the petrol station and you fill up your car and gas gets slightly more expensive, right? Those are what are our measures of inflation. And typically we aim for anywhere from 1-2% per year of inflation. And that's considered a good thing. A bad situation is when we have inflation numbers of 7, 8, 9%, or potentially deflationary numbers. Deflationary numbers can actually be quite bad because it can be an indication of wage loss and wage suppression and falling real estate prices. So we have to be cautious about this new number that came out.
Yeah, because, I mean, the Consumer Price Index, and I believe I'm pronouncing that right, fell by 1.9% in the June quarter, which is reported to be the lowest quarterly inflation result ever. But, I mean, for me, when I, like, think of, like, deflation, for me, I'm like, great, petrol was cheaper. That's a good thing, right? So is that, like, a positive in the negative?
Well, you see, there's the positive and the negative, right? If things become cheaper in that sense, like the daily expenses we all have, right? Riding, you know, transportation, things like, as they mentioned in the article, childcare, going to the petrol station. Those are all good things. That makes our life a little bit easier. We don't have to have as much cash outlay. But the concern, of course, is, right, is that reflected in more substantial things such as falling real estate prices and wage growth? And we don't want that kind of suppression necessarily in prices. Overall, that can end up being a very bad thing. And so this is the counter to why we've seen so much government spending. If government spending was really causing problems, we'd actually see inflation, and we're not seeing that. So that's where the good side of this is coming from.
Okay, so there are some positives to take from it, even though the idea of deflation, that seems like such a negative term, but there does seem to be some good things we can take from this. So that's
yes, good. Absolutely.
Excellent. James, as always, an absolute pleasure. Thanks for chatting to me this morning.
Always, Alex. Take care.